Alright, Mamish is big schuss to be here together. To be together with Chevra tonight. It's hard to say, but the final night of Adar. Final night of Adar. Hopefully we're still feeling Purim with us. I know I'm definitely still feeling Purim. MS. Not even MS. MS every single day since Purim, I've thought about Purim a little bit. I'm not saying a lot, not all day, but Emes, like I've thought about Purim a little bit, something from Purim, remember. Ma'ariv of Purim, we were just talking about before, Ma'ariv of Purim. And, Adar right now is dwindling away, but we have to always remember, very important to remember, the Rashi and Tainus Chav Testament Aleph. The last Rashi, Tainus Chav Testament Aleph, on the words of Mishanichnas Adar Ma'ariv B'Simcha. If you're Ma'ayin Shom, you open up a Rashi, you should see it inside. Rashi says, Minisim shall Purim u'Pesach. Very strange Rashi, v'pashtus. On the words, Mishanichnas Adar, Marbin b'Simcha, that when Adar enters, we have to increase our Simcha, because of Rashi, that's because of the miracles of Purim u'Pesach. Purim u'Pesach. So Rashi's telling us, obviously, that we have to understand this Gemara, Mishenichnas Adar Marbi B'Simcha, but that Hirbo Simcha, that extra Simcha, continues into Nisan. There's no Mishenichnas Nisan, because it just started from Adar, and continues into Nisan. It's a Nisan of Purim and Pesach. We know how much Purim and Pesach are connected. We know if there's Ubar Shana, like will be next year. So, Halavai will be Mashiach's Kin, won't do this, but when there's Ubar Shana, so you have Purim in the second Adar, so why Smichos Gula Lekula? Purim and Pesach are very much connected. Purim starts Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag of Pesach. So Vada, whatever Simcha we've had, which hopefully is an enhanced tremendous amount of Simcha, it's been Baruch Hashem, a Simcha Dikman, Baruch Hashem. A lot of Simcha. A few of us had this chus to be by a Simcha last night by a Chasana. And that Simcha should continue. Simcha should continue on that heightened level into the month of Nisan in a very serious way. B'kudei Hashem Yisharim Sam Chilev. Simcha, Simcha Shel Torah. I was yet last night by this chasana. I was sitting with Talmud with Yehuda Aryeh Meizel, and he said to me, "We're sitting, we're talking Torah a little bit." He says, "We all know Ketzam Rakim Zekala, and so many chasana. As a chasana walks out, which was Ketzam Rakim Zekala, chasana. A couple chasana. I know Dovi, but you walked in at the time, of course. But Lemaisa." There's the Gemaras, and you look through the Gemaras, and talks about Misamech the Kala. What about Misamech the Chosin? What about being Misamech the Chosin? So he said, I forget who he said it from now, but said that this Rav, by the Chosin Tish, would make sure to give Shir by every Chosin Tish, because Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev, the Simcha of a Chosin is from Torah. So the Iker Simcha is not through the dancing from the Iker Simcha of a Chosin should be Torah. So I said, it's very beautiful. I don't know if that's... I said, it's very beautiful in Emes that our Simcha should come from Torah. But I thought, pshat, why all the Gemara talk about Misamech, the Kala, and Yonison, who is Chustav Yonison, Avir, the Eretz Yisrael with us, Yonison will understand this, and Dovi and Ari should understand this soon in the deepest of ways, that you'll see, when your wife is Besimcha, you're Besimcha. When your wife is besimcha, you're besimcha. The simcha of any man is dependent upon the simcha of his wife. It's not vice versa necessarily, by the way. A husband could be very besimcha. It doesn't mean the wife's necessarily going to be besimcha, by the way. Emes, I'm telling you, emes. But when a wife is besimcha, a husband's besimcha. So, misamech kala. Once you misamech the kala, you tanta by the kala, everything's good by the kala, everything's good by the husband, everything's good by the chasen. Anyways, l'maisa. The Iker Simcha Shal Adar is Kabbalah Kimu Mekish Kibul Kfar, Simcha Shal Torah. The Simcha of Nisan is, yes, Geula, but as the Ramban tells us, the Geula leading to what? To the eventual Geula of Shavuos is Al Tikri Chares Al Cheres, the Geula of Torah. So let's learn Torah, and that's what's going to bring us Simcha, and that can bring us Simcha every moment of our life. The biggest chos in the world. It's Parshas HaChodesh this week as well. Parshas HaChodesh, the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael is Chodesh, and many explain the Svarno and others. Why was that the first mitzvah? To teach us to be Mekadesh Azman, Chashivas Azman. This is Chashivas Azman. This is be Mekadesh Azman. To come together Thursday night is late, and it's not really so late. Emes is not really so late, but to us, people feel late. And so I'll say this in the right way, but it's Emes. When we were in Eretz Yisrael learning, this wasn't late. And the Thursday night, this was early. When we were in Eretz Yisrael learning, this was early. This was early. 11:30? 11 now, so okay, it's 11:40, it's a little late. But you start right around that. This wasn't late. On a Thursday night, if we cheshbon back, I was talking to someone tonight, I was like, but we cheshbon back to our Thursday nights when we were learning Eretz Yisrael. Was there a Thursday night we went to sleep before 1 o'clock? Was it a Thursday night we went to sleep before 1 o'clock? That's when we were very tired. What's it, 1? 2 o'clock. Very often some of us stayed up all night Thursday night. So only in America, and maybe this is part of the machl of America, 11:30 is late. 11:30 is late. And I'm tired. What are we talking? If you were learning seriously, you remember what it was. You and yeshiva waking up early in the morning, you're exhausted. There's nothing more tiring than sitting and learning Torah. Emotionally, using our brain in such a deep way, there's nothing more tiring. So what, I'm more tired here? You're tired. Targum Uncle is translated by Esav that he was tired. Why was he tired? Because he was doing nothing. When we do nothing, we're tired. When you're full of productivity and mom is doing, you're not tired. I can stay up till 2-3 learning on a Thursday night. Should be always that way. I always tell, and Chevra knows, Vad, nobody's mechuyev to come to this year. But I say there's two reasons not to be at this year. If you're sitting and learning somewhere else, beautiful. Baruch Hashem, just as good, maybe even not better. I don't know. I don't have a monopoly in Torah. If you're sitting and learning somewhere else, Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful, it's wonderful. If you're going out on a date, because you have the date to get married, also Baruch Hashem. No reason, you don't have to be here. Otherwise, you should be here. That's what I tie in it. And we should realize it's not late. This is one what we should be in. This is Chashivas Hazman. Parsha Zachodesh tells us Chashivas Hazman. This is how we're Machshav Hazman by sitting and learning Torah. So we open up the Parsha and we open up the Sefer. Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer of Karbanos. And Karbanos, there's so many of the Farshim that grapple and try to understand what Karbanos are. On the surface, they're very strange. It's very hard to understand how they work. A focal point, no question, a focal point of Yiddishkeit, of Avodas Hashem. We're all yearning for Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, says the Iker Makom of Beis HaMikdash was the Makom of the Mizbeach. That's where Kedis Yitzchak took place. And the Iker Avodah in Beis HaMikdash undoubtedly was Karbanos. Bringing Karbanos. The whole focus of Yom Kippur, the Shabbat, Shabbaton, the most kosher day of the year. Karbanos. It's hard to understand. Bizman is that we have Tefillah B'makom Karbanos. It's much easier to understand, I think. Tefillah makes a lot of sense. To be able to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam, have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, ask for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Help us understand that we deeply have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Karbanos, I take a chlesnish, I mess up, so I sin to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Also, I go out and I get a chlesnish, an animal, and shecht it and burn it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all good. I mean, what is that? What is it all about? And all the Mefarshim discuss, and all the Mefarshim grapple with this. But I want to read you an Archaim HaKadosh. The Archaim HaKadosh says something, besides for explaining Karbanos, he says something that we have to live with every moment. Listen closely. Let's read this Archaim is actually found in Parsha Shemini. Not on this week's Parsha. But it's all one. It's all Sefer Vayikra. She says as follows. You should look it up, but we're going to read it. Sometimes I always forget. I always feel like these type of things I should photocopy. And sorry, but I'll read it so you'll understand it. It's Perek Tes Pasuk Ches. Ve'yikrav Aaron El Mizbeach. Yirmoz L'Devreim Sh'amru Sh'alu L'Nevua Choytei Ma'oincho Amra HaNefesh HaChoteis Yitomus. So the question was asked, what should be the punishment of someone who sins? What should be the punishment when you mess up, when you sin? So it says you should die. You don't deserve to be in this world. Din, judgment day, should say, if you sin, you deserve to die. Ulitzad rach me Hashem, amar yavi karban. Because of the rachmanas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring a karban. Sheikr mais, and now he explains one side. Sheikr mas, a karban imach sheves hamakriv. The ikr of the karban is the thought process of the one who bringing the karban. And he thinks to himself, I'm really mechuyev. I really owe everything that's happening to this carbon. Everything that's happening to this little lamb should be happening to me. Lizaveach ulihisarev al ishim, to shecht it and to burn it on the fire. Vaisalo machshava zul kapara. And that's the machshava that's a kapara. So Chaim HaKadosh gives one understanding of a carbon. This is not even what I want to focus on, although that itself is something very chashuv. Not the carbon itself. The carbon, it's like as the Sefer Chinuch always says, Achrei pulosov bo machshavosov, you have a pu'ula, an action of bringing a carbon. It helps you recognize and concretize one's thoughts to feel that this is what should be happening to me. And really feel that in doing proper tshuva. But listen to what I want to focus on. He goes on. He wants to try to explain to us, because obviously everything HaKadosh does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, has mishpat. Mishpat means orderly law. Law that's orderly and logical, unlike a chayk, which we don't understand. Mishpat means orderly and it's logical, it makes sense. And you can't chazal shalom say God just lets things go. Right? God doesn't let things go. Everything has an order. Everything is din vis dayan. Im kein, if so, im anefesh achotes mishpato yitamos. If lemaisa, as was said, if lemaisa, and it's based on a Yalkut Shemayni, what he's quoting, nefesh achotas yitamos, I deserve to die. That's what I really deserve. K'mamar Navi, like the Navi says, from Yecheskel, Eich Yavi Karban Vipater. So, okay, good. He gave a nice taich on what the carbon does. It's really Aramach Shabbos. But ultimately, if I deserve death, why is it okay to get away with just bringing carbon? What's pshat? So listen to this. Mamish, listen to this. There's a good idea based on mishpat, logically. Listen to these words, chevra. When a person sins, when a person allows his eyes to stray into places they shouldn't be looking, when a person davens, and his davening is merely Hebrew reading exercises, when a person, lo aleinu, talks poorly about another individual, when a person speaks lashon hara, ein bechinaso bechinas adam, he's not a person. Remember this. We quoted
something.
Okay, we photocopied it. We spoke about it a lot before. About it. I know we read this archaim. We're going to go off in a different place from here. You remember it? Good. We did photocopy at that time. Oh, unbelievable. Ein b'chinas o b'chinas adam. You're not a person. Al derech omra, ein adam oiver avera, elim kei nichnas abar ruach shtus. You can't do an avera and that's a ruach shtus is in you. A ruach shtus means some weird spirit, something taking over you. It's not you acting. It can't be me acting. And listen to this. V'nasa behema. V'nasa behema. Comes late, he doesn't deserve it. Comes late, you don't have to give
sure,
it to
I
him.
Sure, I didn't answer.
Okay, sure. Benasa behema. You become a behema. Mamish a behema. When a person, listen to Lora Chaim HaKadosh. When a person sins, lo aleinu, your mamish a behema. Not a person. Ubiyom shechazer b'tshuva, and therefore, b'yom shechazer b'tshuva. But when you come back and you do tshuva, which clearly, when you're bringing your carbon, you started doing tshuva. The tshuva process is not merely just the carbon you did. Vidoy, charata, azivas achet. So b'yom shechazer b'tshuva, ruach ube'enosh ve'olam medrekes behemel medrekes adam. You get back your ruach. You become a person again when you do tshuva. You're no longer a behema. I'm a person again. I'm not a behema anymore. When you sin, the Archaim HaKadosh says, I'm a behema. Mom is a behema. And I'm no longer a behema. So then he says, Archaim, Haim Rayhu Lahamis Adam Zetakas Behema? Is it befitting now the person, when he sinned, when a person sins, you're a behema? Now I've done tshuva already, I'm a person again. Should I die because of how I acted when I was a behema? Now I'm a person already. But I don't deserve to die. I'm a person again. It was Yenim, it was the behema that did it. But I still have to do some kapara for my Bahamias. That's why he's mishtatif with the concept of bringing that behema and the behema and the korban, which is a behema, is the kapara for when he was the behema. And that's what it means. He says in the pasuk, Adam a behema to Shia Hashem. The concept of becoming an Adam through tshuva, u behema, and the korban of the behema to be Mikadish is when you're behema Toshia Hashem. That's where the Yeshua comes from. Ki chelak habahami sheba Adam, the chelak of the Bahama, the animalistic part of you, bitstaruso in Adam, when it's joined together with your Adam again, shu bechinas haseichel no shebo. And he goes on to explain as we just explained. And that's hakarba is a carbon by achetu akava mishpat, and that's why it makes so much sense. Adam behema Toshia Hashem. This is Archaim Hakadosh. Listen to what Archaim HaKadosh told us about a carbon and why we bring a carbon when we mess up. Not focusing, even though we could spend the whole shiur focusing on the first part of the Archaim, what it has to, the roishim it has on our machshavos. But Archaim HaKadosh is telling us, and listen closely, that when we are choyte umachte, when we do something wrong, when we're bittel toyer, mevatel toyer, when we can be learning. Mommy, we're mevatel toyer when we can be learning. When I daven with that kavanah, when I speak Lashon Hara, when I look at things I shouldn't be looking at, when I waste my time and waste my life, I'm not a person, I'm a behema. I'm not a person, I'm a behema. Then I do tshuva, I'm a person again. So that kravas karbon is remembering that I have to rectify how I was when I was a behema, but I don't need to die as a person because I never did that act as a person. But you hear what he's saying? The mamish, when we don't act b'derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'oiv de Hashem, we're mamish not a person. Mamish a behema. Mamish a behema. And I saw recently the Chidah brings down that there was a person who had a Zohar in his house. It's a big Indian tzaddik can bring down to have a Zohar in the house, just to have. It's a Shmira, it's a certain holiness in the house to have a Zohar. I don't have one. Recently I was thinking to get one. Every time I wanted to bring myself to get one, I don't know, I was afraid of it. It's like I'm afraid, even though it's something I'm afraid, I'm afraid because I'm afraid we're not ready to have a Zohar in the house. That's the MS. And also I think if I have it, I'd have a big taiva to start learning it, and I don't think I'm, not because there's not, I don't, by the way, the Indian of age is not such a big Indian, but just stam, I have so much else I want to be learning, and I don't think it's the time, so, whatever, chashbonos. But I've seen brought down in different places, and people have told me that to have a Zohar is something very chashbonos. This Yid had a Zohar in his house, and then he was pressed for money, he needed money, he was downtrodden, and he went and he sold his Zohar. He sold his Zohar because he needed the cash. And he had a dream. And in the dream he's being persecuted and tsar. And he's during all of the persecution he's being called behema. You're a behema. You're a behema. You're a behema. So he went to a big Talmid Chacham. And Talmid Chacham quoted a pasuk from Parshas Kisavo. It's talking about Meiser, but the words of the pasuk are Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. I've destroyed beer, right? We're going to have beer chametz. I've destroyed the holiness from the house. Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. Bi'arti, I'm sorry, HaKodesh. Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. Meaning what? You've taken your Zohar, the Kedusha, and you've thrown it out of the house. Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, Rashi Tevos Behema. Rashi Tevos Behema. Be called Behema because Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. I don't know what it means exactly to sell a Zohar. But here again we see Behema is Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. when I get rid of the kedusha from my bias. My bias is not necessarily my house. My goof is my bias. My goof is the bias of my neshama. And when I'm chayte umachta, when I do anything that's connected ratzon Hashem, bi'arti akodesh min habayis, I'm getting rid of this kedusha from my bias. And you don't think it has such an effect? You don't think it has such an effect when I do something wrong? We think sometimes, and we know we all think like this, and it's nice, but we don't have to be so nice always. We think, Baruch Hashem, I do so many good things. I daven, I'm a guy, I go to minyan 3 times a day, I learn every day, I wear a tzitzis. I'm really better than 98% of Jews in the world. And even, I'm already about 6 years out of high school, 5 years out of 4 years out of, I don't know, if I analyze even my class itself, half my class, Echvestish, are less from than they were in high school. I'm on top of the world, man. I'm on top of the world. So then, if I slip once in a while, Echvestish, to watch a movie that has a few scenes in it, I don't really watch, just once in a while, I don't really watch, or to, it's Friday, I don't have yeshiva, so, okay, I can take a day off from learning. Shabbos. I learned all week. Bi'arti akodesh min habayis. I'm a behema. When I'm chayti, I'm a behema. It doesn't work. You can't judge yourself by judging yourself. If I'm even yavin. Meaning, the idea of living life is not to be cheshbening. Okay, how's my scale? How's my scale? So, partially my scale, I go through a day. My scale, I got my 80 mitzvahs and I only did my 2 averes. But my 2 averes, they're destroying the world and destroying my world. I'm Amish Behema. Mamish Behema. That's not the way life works, right? We see on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, the whole world doesn't blow shofar, because maybe one year will carry it. We ma'akir mitzvah deraisa for the gantz olam, because maybe one Jew is going to carry a shofar. And can't we just teach the halacha? Probably, maybe no Jew will be, but maybe one Jew will. Maybe one Jew will carry the shofar in Shabbos. So no one else can do. So we see, but you could chesbin. Okay, so even take that one avera. You got about 1 million mitzvahs in the world. You see what the koyach avera, your behema, destroying the world. We can't allow ourselves to be this. Behema also, behema. You take the word behema, which is what I am when I sin. Behema is ba-ma. Ba-ma. In it, what is it? Ba-ma. What is it here? If you stop and think about any time we do wrong, we sin, what are we getting from it? We're getting nothing. Think about taiva, when it comes to taivas nashim, my Rebbe, Reb Lachman, used to always say, he used to talk to us about this, and he said, what you have a bunch of bones and flesh and blood and skin? What are you so excited about? Ba-ma. What is it? Oh, and I could look at a screen. There's nothing really there. Bama, what is it? Some sleep, so I sleep late, so I miss minyan. What did I get from that? I get nothing. Bama, there's nothing in it. There's nothing for me. Money, people have taiva for money, and they do assume they have money. Think about what money is. Money, what is money? You see, you take out money. Money, what do you have? Money. Green, what is this? Is a green piece of paper? It's nothing. Huh?
Doctor,
it's not perm. We don't rent money. We only rent money on perm. But because my wife, she probably would hear and she'd come screaming down or something. I don't know. You never know. Shane, that's why you need Nashim to bring you back. But anyways, no. But Lamaisa, what? It's green paper. It's nothing. Mamish, nothing. Bama, behema, bama. But you know what's interesting? Ma, the second bar, ma, mem hey. Is gematria 45, which is exactly gematria Adam. Exactly gematria Adam. Exactly gematria Adam. Emes, you're right, yeah, right? Also gematria geula. When you take yourself from a behema into an Adam, it's only through geula. But the ma is gematria Adam. 45 is Adam. What's the beis and the hay of the behema? The beis and the hay is as follows. So in the Shvili Pinchas, he says as follows. Beis, in Bereshis Rab and Parshas Bereshis, the first parak brings down, Beis is the letter that created the world. I know what you're thinking, we'll get to you in a second, Yara, don't worry. But Beis is the letter, let's check it up in Bereishis Rabbah Aleph Yud. It says, why? First of all, we know Beis is the first letter in the Torah. So it was the beginning of the Torah is Dakal Bereishis Bari Alma. The Torah is the blueprint of the entire world. The first letter in the Torah, therefore, is the beginning of creation in a certain sense. That's the Beis. But the way the Medrash says is why Beis? Because Beis is two, and two is Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. That's what the Medrash says. But I know what a lot of you are thinking, because you're more familiar with what?
Behibaram,
which is Gemara Menachos, Daf Chav Tesim Beis. Behibaram, with the letter Hey, Hashem created the world. Behibaram. But we see when we have a Medrash and we have a Gemara, that it, somehow both of the Beis and the Hey were the letters that created in the world. And what happens when one sins? When one sins, one takes the Bay and the Hey and you turn it into Behema. You're destroying and destructive. The whole entire world was created for Adam. The whole world was created even for Adam. The whole world was created for Adam. Everything that until then was only for Adam. We take the Beis and the Hay and we destroy them completely and turn ourselves into a behemoth. There is no Adam. We take the Adam and link it and we grab this Beis and the Hay and we're mamish a behemoth. That's why it is as well. We're going to end this week's parasha, the last pasuk in the parasha, this opening parasha of Karbanos. So the last pasuk, V'chiper lav ha'koyim livnei Hashem, v'nislach lo, al achas mikol asher yasa, the koyin is going to bring us kapara, mikol asher yasa, la'ashma, bo, to do an oishem, to do this sin and mess up, bo, in it, bo, with the beis and the hay. You're destroying the beis and the hay, la'ashma, bo, to mess up, to do a asham, to do a sin, bo, with the beis and the hay. The question is, how do we do tshuva? The question is, how do we twofold? It's not just a tshuva. How do we make sure that I'm never a behema? Because it's so hard. The emes is so hard. From the seat I sit in, you have no idea. And you do have an idea, you all know. I have such beautiful b'nei Torah, b'al yishamayim, such beautiful neshamas come almost daily crying to me, yearning to pull themselves out of this, the taivas of the behema, in all different areas. And guys that sit and learn, and guys that daven, but also are nichshal in different areas that we all know. And want it so badly, so how? So first of all, we're saying the kapar is a karban. A karban means sacrifice. A karban means whatever we're going to do, it has to be with Mesiras Nefesh. It has to be with tremendous sacrifice. I have to really want it, I have to be willing to sacrifice for it. You know, and there are two types of sacrificing. You can mamish physically sacrifice for my life. I could literally give myself up for Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Avraham Avinu was willing to do, like Yitzchak Avinu was willing to do. Or Adam ki yakrav mikem karban LaHashem, ki yakrav mikem, I could be makrav myself in this world. Ain di return miskayim el misha meim etatzmola. Gemara bracha samach gimel. I'm mamish meim etatzmola. I bring myself as a carbon, and that's how di return miskayim. That's how I make sure. But in what ways specifically? In what area specifically should I have my mesiras nefesh? I want to suggest two areas. I want to show you where it comes from. I saw this. Mamish, this year quoted in a sefer. It's from the Oyv Yisrael, from the Abdur Rav. But I've heard it year in and year out from the Rebbe. Rabbi Spiegel, every year, this parasha is Vayikra. I don't remember if he does it at the beginning of the parasha, beginning of Shvi, but he says that he does it himself, and it was a minhag from the Oyv Yisrael, from the Abdur Rav, that right after finishing the parasha and saying the last word, La'ashma ba is talking about negativities, that we've sinned, we messed up. And the Abdur Rav felt, the Oyv Yisrael felt, it's not a good thing to end off a parasha with negative. We see this all the time in Masechtas and Gemaras. We see Gemaras, right? You've learned Gemaras that you've seen at the end of the Gemara talking about something negative, And then the last line will just end with like a nice pasuk, Hashem Yivarach Zam Bashalom, or some just like a nice idea. So it shouldn't be besoif. Besoif shouldn't be something negative. We want to end off with a positive voice, right? You've seen Gemara like this. So he says also, Parashas Vayikra shouldn't end just with a negative. So La'ash Mabah, after saying La'ash Mabah, he'll say the following pasuk, Le'el Asher Shabbos Mikol HaMaisim B'yom HaShvi, which are Rashi Tevil's, La'ash Mabah, Le'el Asher Shabbos Mikol HaMaisim B'yom HaShvi, is La'ash Tevil's La'ash Mabah. Talk about the beauty of Shabbos. It's from the Ayv Yisrael, the after of. I want to end on a positive. So I was thinking about it. Maybe it's no coincidence that it was pashut about Shabbos. No coincidence that Ayv Yisrael, if anything, wanted to take the Rosh Hashanah and talk about Shabbos. We all know the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches on the Beis. Kol HaShomer Shabbos, Kilchas O Meichlin Loi, Afilo Ayv Deva Dezara, Kedar Enish Meichlin Loi. Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Karbonos. But the Gemara in Shabbos says, if Afilo Ayv Deva Dezara, Kedar Enish Meichlin Loi, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh can bring us such mechila, and Shabbos Kodesh can bring such kedusha and such tahara. But it has to be a Shabbos of a korban. It has to be a sacrifice. Baruch Hashem, I don't think that's an area anyone in this room struggles as far as keeping the halachos of Shabbos. I mean, again, a lot of us could learn them a little bit better. Maybe we don't realize when we're what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. There's so many more halachos. We should be always learning Hilchos Shabbos. There's so much more to learn. But as far as what we know, I don't think anyone in this room has taiva to break Shabbos at this point in our lives. Unfortunately, I deal with Talmidim who mamish were still trying to teach about Shabbos. But can we make Shabbos so much more special, so much more chashuv? Now we have such long days of Shabbos. Are we sitting and learning on Shabbos? Are we sitting in how long are our Shabbos sudas? Our Shabbos sudas full of zmiros and full of kedusha and full of ruchnias? What are our Shabbos tefillos like? So all week long, it's even though it's something mamish has been thinking about a lot. Tefillah, our tefillos mamish was also b'makom karbanos. I'm not going to go off on that right now. If you want to, past Monday we spoke about tefillah in the Musar of Monday. If you want to, it's online. But Vade, all week long, sometimes it's hard. I have things I have to do and things I'm going to and jobs and school and different things. Shabbos, we have all the time in the world to daven. There's no rush. So we show the Rebbeinu, if I had the time, I'd really be davening on Shabbos. How my Shemona Esrei should be a long Shemona Esrei. It should be a Shemona Esrei where I say every single word and bekavana as a korban. My Shabbos has to be a korban, meaning that has to be with Mesiras Nefesh. Let me tell you a story I read recently about Shabbos. There was a Yid, this is mamish, unbelievable, a Yid, Jacobo Sherem, he lived in Mexico City, I assume his name is Yaakov, Jacobo Sherem was a big businessman, but he made a tremendous investment. He was an architect also and in real estate, and he made a tremendous investment in this massive skyscraper in the middle of downtown Mexico City. And pump at the time that he made all this investment and built it up, the market in Mexico City went terrible, business was terrible, and he took tremendous losses on this building, and he couldn't rent it out to anybody. The office space, he thought he'd sell it all out very quickly, he couldn't rent it out. And eventually he realized just to make, he had to cut his losses, he had to sell the building. But he's trying to sell the building, but everyone knew it wasn't selling. Nobody wanted to buy the building. No one wanted to purchase it. And he's trying for months, he's trying to sell the building. Months, and the imam, she's suffering, he needs to sell this building, make some money back to live. Finally he has a buyer, I'm not sure, flew in from somewhere else, came in, and wanted to buy the building, and they're going for about a week long, they're discussing and going back and forth, these things take a while, you know, throwing at back numbers and checking into all the different variances and different things. And now this Jew, Jacobo Sherem, was not Shomer Shabbos, but about a year prior, he started learning in a kollel, a couple nights a week, started learning with a rabbi. And a few months before that, you know what he started doing? He still didn't keep Shabbos, but he stopped. He closed his office on Shabbos. He didn't work on Shabbos. And every Friday night, he'd go to shul. He wasn't yet Shomer Shabbos, but seemed to be on the track. And the negotiations were going on, and it was Friday afternoon. And he told it, it's already a couple hours before Shabbos, he told the people, listen, in one more hour, we're stopping negotiations, we'll continue on Sunday. There's nothing left to do, I have to go to my synagogue tonight, and I have to leave, it's a Sabbath. Again, he's not Shomer Shabbos. And the people who came in and flew in, they said, listen, we have a flight tomorrow morning back. I don't remember where they came from. We have a flight tomorrow morning. If this deal's not done tonight, we're not coming back. Now, he couldn't find any purchase for months. He needs his money badly. He's cheshbonning back and forth. He says, okay, he still has one more hour. He says, I'm going one more hour. I'm going home. And decided I go to shul Friday night. I have to do it. And they went to negotiating for another hour. They ended up getting nowhere. Again, they were very close. They would have probably made it through the night. They stopped negotiations. He was hoping it was a bluff and they'd stay. He says, I'm going home. He was hoping they'd stay at least till Sunday because they were very close to making the deal. He goes home. And all Shabbos, he's cheshbonning. Did he make the biggest mistake in the world? Like, he doesn't really keep Shabbos anyways. Like, he's watching TV at home. Did he really need to go to synagogue? So he could have missed one Friday night. No big deal. He could have missed one Friday night. But then he knows, and he's going back around. No, it's good. I did it for God. I did it for. It's good. It will all turn out okay. Don't worry. Shabbos ends. He calls them. They're way gone. They took the flight out Shabbos morning. And the next day he gets on the phone. He thought they'd come back in. He offers to come to them. Deal is dead. They said, we told you. If it's done by Friday night, we're in. We're out. They're out. They're gone. And his mom is chesmaning, he's so upset, he can't believe it. And he tries to move on, tries to find new buyers. Nobody wants this. Again, it was so such a dead market at the time, and his mom is losing money left and right. 2 weeks later, you can look this up if you want to later, you can Google this. 2 weeks later, September 18th, 1985, in Mexico City, there was a tremendous earthquake. Mamish, destructive as could be. Destroyed the entire city. Every single building. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people killed. Thousands and thousands. The hospitals couldn't even hold the people. We thought Sandy was bad. We thought September 11th didn't compare to what the tragedies and that were going on. You could go look this up. And every building in Mexico City is completely destroyed. Except for his building. His skyscraper was built, he was the architect, and he built it in a very strong way. And somehow his building, the only building, withstood all the damage, all the destruction. The windows were all blown out, but the structure was strong and solid, unmoved. Over the next few days, all the government buildings were destroyed. All the big offices were destroyed. And the government felt such a pressure to show that they're still strong and that because everyone lost faith in the government, as happens in these types of times, they're looking around. They need office space. They call this guy up, Jacobo. We see your buildings are standing. They send people to check it out. It's in perfect shape. We want to buy and we want to purchase. We want to lease, whatever it was. And it was the only thing there, supply and demand. They paid ridiculous money. The government of Mexico for office space in his building. And every big company, they needed to start to rebuild. His building within days was completely full. He made millions and millions of money he couldn't have dreamed of if he would have sold 2 weeks earlier. And of course, it was the biggest sign from the Ribbono Shel and he became Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And he didn't tell people this story right away. He became Shomer Shabbos, became Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And he continued to learn in that koilel with the Rav, and years later he was zoich to make his first siyum on a mesechta. And he made his siyum where in the lobby of the building. And in that lobby of that building, he makes a siyum mesechta, and he tells this story to everybody in that room of how he became from. Because he sacrificed for Shabbos. We're, Baruch Hashem, not in that level. But where's our sacrifice for Shabbos? What is our Shabbos like? That's our korban. That's la'ashma bo la'el asher Shabbos mikol ma'isim b'yom ha'shvi'i. That's how we become an Adam and not a Behem or Chas V'Shalom. So the first is Shabbos. The first is Shabbos. That's the first key. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. I have the schus many times to sit with the Chassan and Kala. And the schus this week to sit with the Chassan and Kala. We'll be married this upcoming Sunday. Dovi will have the schus to sit together, Bez Hashem. Ari will have the schus to sit together. B'shat Tov, everybody will have the schus to sit together. Daniel will remember this, perhaps, what I'm about to say. When I sit with the Chassan and Kala and we discuss, there are a bunch of different areas I like to discuss with the Chassan and Kala about Shalom Bayis and about other inyanim and the difficult times of marriage. One of the areas is to discuss the ruchnias of the marriage. With every Chassan and Kala I sit and I say, you're not chavrusas, you're not rabbeim to each other. Where's the ruchnias that's going to come from? One place, Shabbos Kodesh. You make sure your bayis is mole, kedusha on Shabbos, your Shabbos tables full of zmiros and Torah. Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh, you'll see of kedusha, you'll be an Adam. Be an Adam. That's step one. What's step two is the Gemara at the end of Menachos, Taf Kuf Yad Aval. The Gemara says, and this is something obviously I talk about always, but we'll end with this, and that is Amar Resh Lakish Maidich Siv Zois HaTorah La'ila L'Mincho L'Chatas. This is the Torah for Oil of Mincho L'Chatas Ulasham. If you're Isaac Mitorah, if you sit and learn Torah, it's as if you brought Karbanos. Rava says it differently. According to Rish Lakish, it's an oila umincha, not li oila, li mincha. Rava says a little differently, but basically the same idea. Isaac Mitorah, ain't a tzorich li oila v'lo mincha v'lo ashem. If you're Isaac Mitorah, you don't need the Karbanos. Bizman hazeh, we don't have kavanos. So even more so, we have to be Isaac B'Torah. For Isaac B'Torah, I'm going to be an Adam. But Rasti Yitzar, Rasti Torah Tavlin. You want to ensure you don't become that behemoth of the Rechaim HaKadosh. You sit and learn Torah. But it's not just Torah. It's Torah of a Korban. Torah mit Mesiris Nefesh. With tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. And that's not about how much time. It's not, you could be learning 8 hours a day with no Mesiris Nefesh. You could be learning a half hour a day with Mesiris Nefesh. It means that I'm pushing myself to learn the most I can. It means when I'm learning, I'm fully in it. I'm being makrif, there's nothing else there. Chas v'shalom, should anybody, when they're in Seder, when they're learning, have their phone that's on, or if it's on, that's on, even vibrate. Chas v'shalom, if I'm learning, it's a carbon. That time, unless Bishataiva, your wife's pregnant and she's in the ninth month, so fine, God, you have to. Otherwise, you can't. Okay, you say, what do you mean? But there could be other emergencies. Okay, so 10 years ago, other emergencies found you some other way. If you need some other emergency, they'll find you some other way. There's time in my life where I'm cool of Hashem. So you want to be, you're going to be the guy, I don't even have my phone on you, you're going to be the guy that's in the middle of Shimon Esrei texting someone one day? So that's who you want to be? No, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Vada, I'm cool about Hashem, right? I don't care what my phone is. If you don't care, you can't even have it on vibrate. Because you have it on vibrate, you feel it. You feel it on vibrate, and you start to think, what's going on there? I can't wait to look at it, whatever it is. So the same is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, the same is in the middle of my Sedarim. Whatever time that is that I'm learning, it has to be cool ol Hashem, it has to be b'karbanos. It has to be the sacrifice. I'm totally in it. There's nothing else in my life at this time. I'm in the Gemara, I'm nowhere else. Whatever, it could be only, I'm not talking time now, it could be a half hour a day. Maybe I have a very busy schedule on a particular day, I have a big final, a big this, it's a half, but that. And there can't be a day where I don't learn. If there's a day you don't learn, then you're not being makrif for it. Also, I had a Talmud who called me this week, unfortunately his wife's sick, Bez Hashem Shev Refua, Yeshua Bakarov, and he's working, and he has chavruz tonight, he has to be home with the baby at night, because his wife can't, he's stuck in bed, it's Bez Hashem Shev Refua's. I said to the Talmud, this is Ratzon Hashem, for you to be home. The Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want your Chas V'Shalom to be with your Chavrusa now. If your wife's in bed, that's what you have to be. That's Ratzon Hashem. But at the same time, you make sure, no matter what, you learn at least a half hour. So if it means at 12 o'clock at night, when the baby goes to sleep late, and whatever it is, and you really are tired, you want to go to sleep, but you didn't learn that day, that's your Mesiris Nefesh. But Mesiris Nefesh means, when I'm learning, I'm learning. I'm to carbon. Shabbos and Torah. Behema. Behema. Behema is Gematria 52. Behema is Gematria 52. How do I combat the Bahamas? I have to be a ben to the Rabban Shalom. Ben is Gematria 52. I'm a child to the Rabban Shalom. As all children know, I'm willing to sacrifice for my parents. My parents and I sacrifice, mamish. It's a sacrifice for the Rabban Shalom. A korban is a sacrifice. In what area specifically? In Shabbos. Shabbos and Torah. Shabbos and Torah. Shabbos and Torah. You don't realize the effects of Chutz La'aretz. You don't realize the effects of Chutz La'aretz. You don't realize how we're desensitized in such a strong way in Chutz La'aretz. What we feel and think is normal. What's going to be the Shemira? Shabbos and Torah. Shabbos, don't make sure I'm not a behemah, I'm an Adam. But be korbanos with Mesiras Nefesh. My Shabbos with Mesiras Nefesh. My Torah with Mesiras Nefesh as a korban. And that tzchus will be zoyche to be bringing korbanos with Mashiach Zukenu, with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, from here, Rabbi Yemeinu.